it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Run like a wild man.
I watch you struggle and I watch you wrestle with them angels.
Here he is. From Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The correct Jordan Hare Stadium time is 8:50 Central Daylight Time. Greetings and salutations, Orange and Truthers. Congratulations, your digital audio device is tuned into the Orange and True podcast, harbored by College of Magnolia. You found us. I am Son of Crow, at Son of Crow 2 on Twitter, at Son of Crow on Venmo. To one side of me, the rumor monger, Ryan Starrett, at Ryan S. Starrett. The S is for stats.
Got a dog now.
Nice. Yeah. To the other side of me, giving you full Fort Payne ASMR, a man of taste, a man who has 100 years of down home running through his blood, AU Chief.
Y'all ever had a beer that had a kind of a kick on the end of it that tastes a little bit like bong resin?
No. What?
Well, this
does. You think this?
Wow.
This
does a little bit.
No, yeah.
Not that I've ever tasted bong resin.
I do know.
We just came out of Mellow Mushroom, you know.
Yeah.
We did just come out of Mellow Mushroom. So, probably have residual. I have had a marg in Denver, Colorado that was like a jalapeno marg. My wife ordered it.
They have those at Disney World.
It was inedible. Because it was so spicy.
Yeah.
Like, it was like drinking a hot sauce.
Yeah, so there are great margaritas at the Cava de Tequila, or Del Tequila, in Mexico, in
Epcot.
And all of their margs are some weird spicy things. But they will do the job, if you know what I mean.
Keep you hydrated? Keep you hydrated?
The opposite, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like you need a full, huge glass of water. I need to lean up some here.
Margarita invented in El Paso, Texas.
Really?
So as Mexican as it gets.
Really? I guess. Super Mexican.
Yeah.
Well, tequila was not invented.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. So.
Speaking of El Paso, shout out to El Paso. It was a tragedy that happened.
Oh, yeah, man.
This week. If you're listening to this, we've had a lot of tragedy happen this week. With the El Paso shooting, the climate in the country is kind of at an all-time low. Well, all time is about 1865 low. And then a cyclist died today.
No bueno. Yeah. You and Ryan were talking about that.
Yeah, Belgian cyclist for a really good team, Lotto. A young kid, 22 years old.
Just wrecked.
Wrecked and fell. And there's no videos. I don't know how far he fell. Thank God, no video. And the Tour of Poland not really available in the United States to watch. I kind of follow along on that on Twitter, and then all of a sudden I see this kid wrecked, taken to hospital, and then died. Like, he's one of the rising stars in the sport. This would be like if Trae Young just died playing basketball for the Hawks or something like that. It's a rough deal for the sport.
That's a bummer.
So, sports is an escape, and this podcast hopefully is an escape for a lot of people as well.
Yeah. You know what else is an escape?
What's that?
Music. I'm throwing a curveball.
So we're going to go right from that right now to a new recurring segment called Chiefs Top 5, Top 5, Top 5.
You got to say that five times.
Top 5, Top 5, Top 5, Top 5, Top 5.
Yeah, we were going to do my Tarantino movies, but I remembered that I did Top 5 bands.
From Alabama?
From your home state.
Yes.
And this will connect kind of into last week's Top 10 of Alabama songs. So, of course, number one is the country group Alabama.
Country super group.
It's country super group, you're right. Alabama. That's a no-brainer. I mean,
sure.
There is no other band from the state of Alabama with 40-plus number one hits on the Billboard charts.
Yeah.
So, it's Alabama. Then the next is Maylene and the Sons of Disaster, which Ryan was supposed to listen to before this week, and I don't think he did.
I promise you I did not.
Oh, one second, Ryan.
I thought there was another band I was supposed to listen to as well.
Well, there's two. There's Live in the Black Noise Party Boys.
Yeah.
Maylene is from a town called Maylene, Alabama.
Well, they're from Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
Maylene's a road there.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. This is Southern hardcore rock.
This is my favorite Malian song called Tough as John Jacobs.
Yeah.
This one goes out to everybody who was in this music video, which I'm sure are Chief Spuds.
Yeah. I don't know who this is singing, because it can't be Dallas. He doesn't sing that well.
But I think it is Dallas. Or it might feature some guy from...
Like, I've seen him play it live, but I was too busy, you know, going nuts. No, because that's Dallas there. Coming in.
No, yeah. Music sounded really good.
So Dallas used to be in a band called Under Oath.
Under
Oath. I don't know if you've heard of Under Oath.
Not a chance.
Under Oath could also be on this list. They had a lot of hits.
Well, Under Oath is from Tampa, Florida, but they made their name in Birmingham, Alabama. Anyway, we got to keep this moving.
Under Oath was a Christian hardcore band.
You know, now they have turned their back on Christ.
Huh.
It's unfortunate.
As the world turned their back on hardcore music, kind of.
Yeah, more or less. The next band is Haste, also a hardcore band that had two guys that screamed from Montevallo.
The school.
Over two on bands I've heard of.
They were big.
Haste.
They had a guitarist that was the number two PV guitarist, sponsored guitarist, number two after, obviously, Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
PV is the guitar you could buy at any pawn shop in the state of Alabama.
Haste is very similar, but way more hardcore than Taking Back Sunday. And then I did have two dueling lead singers.
Haste is... Oh, I loved them. I saw them
once. Haste.
Oh, yeah. I saw them once with Thursday and Cody and Cambria at the B&H Warehouse
Dude,
in Birmingham.
Cody and Cambria. What a great
musical group. The next is Styx. Styx are not from Alabama, but Tommy Shaw, singer and lead guitarist for Styx, is from Birmingham, and I've seen them twice in the state. Or he's from Montgomery, sorry. Where he talked, one of the times I saw him, he talked about writing their best song, Crystal Ball, at a bar in Montgomery. And then next is The Temptations. Who doesn't like The Temptations? My introduction to The Temptations, like many people, were the California Raisins.
Yeah, of course.
Ryan, the California Raisins were a...
It's difficult to explain California Raisins.
It's very
a cartoon of... Raisins.
Claymation
raisins, yeah.
Which they also sold figures. I'll bring a figure next week. My grandmother collected them all.
She and the California Raisins brand raisins.
Yeah, yeah.
Were somehow either owned the Claymation show or...
No, it was the raisin lobby paid for the show.
Unbelievable.
Like
California. Big Raisin.
Big Raisin.
Big Raisin paid to make the show. Anyway, it was a show, a popular kids show. In the
I watched 80s. Every episode.
Yeah,
me too. Who you got next?
That was it. That was top five.
That was all five?
So, the Commodores.
I just want to say we're not going to include.
The Commodores didn't make on the list. I'm not super.
Hank Williams Sr.
Yeah, Hank Williams didn't make your list.
Guys, I don't like Hank Williams Sr.
Oh, that is a terrible take.
No, Jason Isbell?
I don't like Jason
Isbell. I like that Maylene made your list, but Jason Isbell and Hank Williams didn't. That's great. It's Chiefs top five.
I could have gone with Hank Williams Jr., which I do appreciate some of his music. I'm not a.
It's a family tradition.
It's a family
That's a great
tradition.
Song.
It is.
That's a top five Crow karaoke song.
It is. It's a good song.
So I like your top five. I mean, I got some problems with it, but that's the whole point of the show.
Well, no, it's fine.
It's Chiefs top five.
No, I like Lionel Richie.
Hello. Does Jimmy Buffett count as a Alabama?
It's questionable. And
I'm not sure where he's from.
He's from Mobile.
And he went to Auburn for...
Yeah.
Sort of. You know how many Southeastern Conference colleges claim Jimmy Buffett?
Well, I think he went to Auburn, though, is the only way he actually attended.
I think he went to Ole Miss, too, my friend.
No, he attended Southern Miss
as
well.
Okay.
Well, it's and Southern Miss, but I think he's from Mobile. Because it has a whole song called Sax. I'm a big Jimmy Buffett head. I don't know if you realize this.
Oh, you're a hair head.
My dad was a big Jimmy Buffett fan, so... I know a lot.
That's why you and Alan McNew are big buddies.
Oh, yeah. So I wanted to host a podcast with my buddy Wes, because he does not like Jimmy Buffett. It's still an idea of mine, where I play track by track every Jimmy Buffett song ever written and try to convince Wes to like it. And the name of the podcast was going to be Cheeseburger and a Pair of Guys.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. You should do it.
I should do it.
Shout
out Wes.
I like Buffett.
You hate college sports and football.
It's fine. I like Jimmy Buffett. I'm not... I'm going to go see him live.
I've never seen him live. Neither did my dad. We just listened to his music. I think that I like him more than I like the culture of him.
Yeah.
Not a big Margaritaville guy?
You're not. Well, here's the thing.
I hung out at a couple Margaritavilles.
Guys,
I just like them.
I have to say, I do appreciate Jimmy Buffett enough that I ate at a margarita
yeah.
before, literally a few hours before we won a national championship.
Wow.
Drank some land sharks and shrimp and grits at Margaritaville and in Glendale. So
nice.
You know.
Not really a beach town, but there's sand, I guess.
Like they had a restaurant there, and it was the only one you could get into because they were all packed out.
Ryan, let's move right along into our show notes. We're going into the SEC football schedule. It is that time of the year, guys.
We've got some things to cover first.
Yeah, I missed
that. Oh, yeah, you wanted to do this other stuff. This show, guys, might be 1,000 years long.
I never got the notification, just to be honest with you, that you shared the show.
Yeah, okay. SBN Fan Pulse, let's get this out of the way. College Magnolia is participating, as are all SB Nation sites, SB College Sports team sites. And what's called Fan Pulse, basically, we've got to have enough people to qualify, and then our ranking system gets put in. But SB Nation fans, that means you, sitting at home, listening to this, or in the car, listening to this, or being Lydia, listening to this.
We vote in it, you vote in it.
Can vote in a real poll that will be published on SB Nation and cumulatively help rank a top 25.
It's way better than a coach's poll.
It means as much as the coach's poll.
Means as much as the AP poll.
Yeah. So, you can be a part of a poll that literally takes the pulse of all the fans.
The pulse of the nation?
Well, that's called Fan Pulse, so I said for pulse of the fans. Oh. That was going to be the end of the segment. Oh. The pulse of all the fans.
Sorry, cut that out, Jack.
All right, SEC non-conference schedules released for Auburn. Ryan, what sticks out through it to you?
So, we knew most of the game. Yeah, for basketball. We knew most of the games on the schedule. We knew we were playing the tournament in New York. We knew we were playing Davidson. We got all of our dates lined up as well, though.
When is the tournament in New York?
Yeah, Thanksgiving week. Just the same week as Maui from last year.
Super Bowl week.
Well, I'm at home with the family.
Yeah, because you're getting ready for SEC West.
Oh, I might not. Actually, it's a home Iron Bowl. Actually, I probably won't be. Alex and I make it a full thing. We'll have a baby, and we don't want to be
right. I'll just read through it real quick. We're starting on November 1st. With scrimmage against Eckerd, not the convenience store.
Ryan, you weren't alive last
time. Gotta be honest with you, I hope we lose to them.
We had Eckerd's nearby.
Remember when we lost to Berry College?
Yeah, I feel like our.
You know, it's in Rome, Georgia?
Berry College?
I think it's the one in Rome.
It is. It's the largest university.
Very close to Fort Payne.
I think it's the largest university in Georgia by land size.
They got a great great turf grass management program there.
And they got like a whole forest. Like a forest. Like I say, park-sized forest.
There's a lot of crystal meth in Rome as well.
Huh.
And a minor league baseball team. November 5th, the home opener of the regular season, Georgia Southern. It's a Tuesday night game. Then they go to Annapolis to play Davidson, which might be the biggest opponent on the non-conference.
Did not know that's where Davidson was.
Well, no. This is a neutral site.
Davidson's outside of Charlotte.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
But this is a Steph Curry game.
I was like,
this might be an Under Armour arrangement, by the way.
But no, but see, Davidson's a Nike school.
That's yeah, but problem. Steph Curry.
This is a Steph versus Cam game.
Right.
They
might both be at this game.
Why didn't they just play in Charlotte?
Because it's a
Veterans Classic.
Because of troops.
So Annapolis, Maryland?
Yes. Annapolis, Maryland, home of United States Naval Academy.
I thought you were going to say James Franco and Tyrese.
What? Are they from Annapolis?
They were in a movie called Annapolis.
Oh, right.
Yeah. November 12th, Tuesday night, they're going down to USA in Mobile.
Yeah, I want to go to that game, but the Tuesday night thing.
And so, guys, I think I'm going to turn that into a work trip.
There you go.
Now we're talking. Mobile.
So then there's the two home games that are part of the Legends Classic that are kind of, I don't really know how this works.
It's a super weird tournament thing.
Yeah, you get two home games against like two pretty bad schools, CSUN, which is what, California State something. Will's going to kill me. I don't know what it stands for. And then Colgate. So, which is actually, they played Tennessee pretty well in the tournament last year.
So they get their university has to have some endowment from the Colgate team.
It has to,
right? So those two games are going to be kind of fun. That's the Friday and Monday surrounding the Georgia game.
The Blackbusters from Colgate. They've got to be the Blackbusters. If they're not. And they have to call their backboards Blackboards.
All the branding.
Yeah.
Now, so those will be fun. Those are around the Georgia game. Then we do go to Brooklyn for the tournament. We're playing New Mexico in the first game, and then either Richmond or Wisconsin in the second
game. So is this tournament in the Nets arena?
I would assume so. Yes, it's in Brooklyn.
Barclays.
Barclays,
like the Premier League.
Yeah.
Former sponsor of the Premier
League. Right. The same multinational banking firm.
Yeah.
Tigers will come home December 5th against Furman. This is one of the games we didn't know about.
The Paladins. Former home of Quan Prowell.
This is FU.
Yeah.
December 14th, they got like a 9-day break before they go to the Mike's Live Invitational, where we'll be playing St. Louis.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And St. Louis Blues?
No, Mike's Live.
Not the hockey team.
No. The St. Louis Billikens, where Bill Russell went to school.
Yeah.
No. Is that what they call the Billikens?
Yeah. It's like a little gremlin-looking thing as their mascot. This is actually part of a 3-game contract
with St. Louis. Tournament team, right?
Occasionally.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bill Russell went there. Yeah.
Clearly.
But yeah, so this is part of a 3-game set.
Yeah.
St. Louis will be in Auburn next year, and we will be at St. Louis in 2021.
Yeah. They probably have a better basketball history than Auburn does.
Who doesn't?
Right. So we really don't have the app. We cannot now go into one Final Four and be like, what is it?
We're too good for you.
Who are these trashed opponents?
No, we've got to make it one more time. Then we can play UNC home and home.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah.
We have a UNC home and home lined up.
Another game lined up.
Really?
That in a moment.
That's who we were supposed to. We were going to open with UNC.
I've heard something different. I've heard that was Louisville.
No.
Louisville had a game 2 days apart against Michigan, and so they backed out of it, which is why with my Washington game.
No, we were going to open with UNC in the arena.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
For Jeff Lebo.
Yes. Jeff Lebo.
Jeff Lebo Classic.
Speaking of UNC, December 19th is NC State coming to Auburn. I don't know why they waited until the students were gone for that game.
Yep, real dumb. What? And
Chief
they
can sit down
for the no, I can't.
Chief, you can do both.
If they show the movie earlier in the day,
you can go at 11.
Which movie is this? The new Star Wars.
The new Star
of course
Wars.
It is. Now listen, Chief.
As disappointed as I was, I'm going to be there.
I know, but the space opera can wait until maybe the next day.
No,
till we get our revenge on the Wolfpack. December 21st, that Saturday, is Lehigh at home. They're occasionally in the tournament. December 29th, a Sunday before New Year's, we have Lipscomb, another tournament team.
Lipscomb, every white dude I knew went to Lipscomb's basketball camp in the summer.
Pretty much, yeah.
Where is Lipscomb?
Tennessee.
Cool.
Yeah. Don't know where in Tennessee.
Lipscomb?
It's probably in Nashville.
No, I think it's
outside
of town.
Is that it?
Last game, we're not getting snubbed by the Big 12 SEC Challenge this year.
Oh, right.
We get Iowa State in the end of January.
We've already talked about that.
Yeah. We found that out last week.
So, yeah.
It's weird.
I think this is a good schedule for this team because this team that he doesn't have any experience. And
this is a pretty easy non-con, especially compared to last year.
We're
not playing
Duke.
We're not playing
freaking good. Right. So, it's not like we're not going to have a good RPI.
Right.
We're playing, LSU's going to be good. Again, or good or better.
Gooder.
They are going to be gooder.
They're going to be gooder. Alabama's going to be better, probably. Tennessee's going to be good. Everyone's going to be good. Georgia's going to be a lot better than they were last year. Florida's going to be good.
It's not saying much for Georgia.
Kentucky's going to be better than they were last year, probably. And so Kentucky beat our brains in the regular season at their place. So
yeah.
So if they're better than they are, it's not an easy schedule this year, even though the non-con is not as hard as last year.
Fine.
There's going to be a lot of new faces they're going to need.
Interestingly enough, I heard a lot more out of Bruce last summer than I've heard nothing out of Bruce.
He's been on a couple of radio shows and doing a little bit of press these last like 2 weeks or so.
But I feel like it might be because team might not be that great.
Probably doesn't know. There's so many new guys.
But all last summer, though, he just was talking about how tough it was going to be, how
they
probably weren't going to repeat.
Or maybe he thinks this team's going to be just going to ball.
Just going to be quiet.
All right, let's move on to my favorite subject.
Football
recruiting commits. Wow. Not even signees. These are guys who have told us, who have written on the water, as they say. A commitment by a recruit is like riding in water, Ryan.
Does it bother you that one of these commits is going to be a high school sophomore?
Yeah, it bothers me because who gives a rat's if Andre Stewart, who's a year of 22 cornerback, commits? Andre Stewart, for all we know, might not want to play football in 2 years. Like,
he's closer to my son's age than he is mine.
He's 15 years old.
That just makes you old.
Well, you're closer to my sister's age, who's basically not my sister, than you are mine.
There will be...
Man, she's basically not your sister.
Well, we didn't grow up together.
Let's put it this way. He graduates high school.
We're blood, but we didn't grow up
together. He graduates high school in 2022. There will be probably 6 new SEC head football coaches by the time this kid graduates high school.
My kid,
there's no way to know where he's going to go to college.
No. I was going to say, Fran will be in school by then.
Yeah, my daughter, who is a 15-month-old, will be in school.
Will she?
She'll be in preschool, at least.
Yeah.
My son, who was born in 2016, will be in school.
So, no.
All I wanted to do was list off the names. And what I'm going to tell you is, hey, go read AU Nerds Breakdowns.
Yeah, yeah.
He actually knows what he's talking
about. He loves to watch these high school kids tape on these high
And I don't want him to think he's wasting his time.
No, because it is.
There's plenty of people that love this stuff.
I know.
But he gets more comments and clicks than we do. Let's put it that way.
He's the most popular writer on the site.
Yeah, I think so. And so I'm just going to tell you who they are.
Aaron James Jones, who doesn't write.
Yeah. You can't get zero comments if you don't write.
Yeah. How long I can sit on my We've Got Jared laurels. Not very long.
You got a bunch of comments on that, didn't you?
I know.
Anyway, Aaron McLaughlin's a quarterback. Is that 2021?
Is that Dr. McLaughlin's son?
Yeah. It might as well be.
It could be.
Yeah.
No, yeah, so this is the quarterback who I was texting my sister because she went to school with this guy. He's like 3 or 4 years older and was giving me all the inside scoop about what all the kids say. About this kid.
Honest, the chats that he snaps.
Yeah.
Didn't he switch schools?
He did. He went from Buford to Denmark. The school, not the country.
I was going to say.
He's not Dane.
I feel weird talking about this kid because he's not even
legal
driving age, probably.
I feel weird about all these children.
Children!
Aaron McLaughlin, Andre Stewart, Marco Damio.
Chris Thomas,
great name. By the way, Marco Damio, best name of any recruit we've ever had, maybe.
No, yeah.
Is an Italian dude? Is he an Indy car driver? Is he an Auburn football player?
Marco Damio in the Red Bull car.
Moving on.
Moving right along. Practice notes from Auburn. Boy, gosh, I really hate football season. Auburn practice notes.
Preseason.
According to Gus, things are going. They probably had a great week of practice, you guys. I don't know.
Do they have the it factor? That's the big question.
We already lost two flankers.
They got their groove back?
Flankers?
What
year is this?
Anthony Schwartz broke his hand.
Flankers? What? Whoa! Did you just take... Whoa!
A couple split ends.
Is this 1922?
Anthony Schwartz broke his hand, may or may not be back for the Oregon game, and then Eli Stove...
He might just be resting or might have a hurt knee.
He's old. He gave him some time off.
Maybe towards ACL.
Yeah, he's like your age, isn't he?
Just about. I think he's younger than me.
No.
Or two.
Will Hastings is like your age, isn't he?
Court Sandberg is my age. He's a sophomore.
I thought Court Sandberg was older than that.
Yeah, he's like 29.
Yeah.
Remember Chris Winkie? He was like 35 and won the Heisman.
Do we just want to go to the SEC preview now?
Well, no. I want to say that guy that I'm most excited about upon this is Owen... Peppo.
Oh, yeah, me too.
From what I've heard from players that I've spoken to.
Sources.
These guys talk about this dude.
Cam sources.
The way that we talk about Bo Jackson or we talk about.
Owen Peppo?
They act like he's this mythical athletic figure. So, he'll do things and they'll go, bro, I have no idea how to do this.
It's pretty impressive it's when you insane. Have a freshman.
There's a dude like freshman. That.
Taking all the snaps with the ones, no one really questions
it. I will say, I tend to not take football players' word about any player. Because I can't remember his name because I wanted to be so good. Gabe, he was a tight end.
Gabe Groves?
No. No, not Gabe Groves. Everyone listening right now, especially James Jones, kick me. There's a tight end. His first name is Gabe. There's a gecko in your window.
Mm-hmm.
Focus.
He was like everyone was like he's a freak.
I remember this dude,
super freak.
Yeah.
Dude literally almost never did anything.
Was it Tommy Trott?
No, it was that same.
No one has ever said anything like that about Tommy Trott.
I thought was the greatest Auburn tight end maybe ever.
but Cooper
Wallace, Tommy Trott, Phil Lutzenkirchen.
He almost did nothing.
CJ Uzoma.
But every football player I have ever talked to that played during that time. He's just like a super freak. He's like, and he's never.
Gabe Wright was his name. No.
That's
Tech.
No, this was the dude that was a tight end and they moved him defensive end.
He intercepted
a pass and ran it back for a touchdown.
Yes.
In the 2008 LSU game.
Yes.
And that was his only touchdown. It was on defense.
And that was like one of three snaps at defensive end.
Yeah. He did that on. Like, he did that, and you're like, oh my gosh, this guy's incredible.
Why didn't he do this? He was a fifth-year senior or something at that point.
And we lost that game because we lost everything in 2008. Yeah. That 08, you know what's funny about that? And we'll talk about this more in my 2012 pod. The LSU game in 08.
Is there going to be just the episode Gabe on McKenzie. Yep, Gabe McKenzie. There we go. I was a big Gabe McKenzie fan, too. This is why it bothered me that I couldn't remember.
We aren't going to talk about 08 at all on the
I think you should. I think you should have one episode on 08.
We're only having six episodes.
Wow.
Might talk about it, but it's going to be in reference to that in both cases, we should have beaten LSU. And have we beaten LSU in those years? Those years are even weirder than they already are. Yeah. We could have beaten a top 10 ranked LSU team in 2012 with the worst Auburn team in the history of the school. The
defending national champion. Oh, sorry, 2008.
And 8, we could have beaten the defending national champion LSU Tigers.
I think you need a whole episode. Maybe
on 08?
An aside or something. Because I think the 08 happening only 3 years before 12 plays into how people viewed 12 as well.
Well, I think 12 is its own. And the whole, there's an episode, the last episode of my podcast, How Bad Can It Get? 2012 Auburn Tigers, is going to be based on like, because of 2012, how is your experience as an Auburn fan differently each game now? Like, because most people who lived through 12 are different Auburn fans now because of 12. Most of us, for the better. Some people want to run every coach who loses games out of town because they know how bad it can end up getting. But most of us are like, look, this losing Tennessee last year was bad, but it's not dropping 60 to A&M bad. It's not whatever the 2012 Alabama game was bad.
Yeah.
Not, I don't know if we crossed the 50-yard line much in that game against Alabama.
I think we did one time. It was late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, nothing
Trey Mason getting 1,000 yards?
Nothing Gus has ever done as a head coach at Auburn comes close to anything that happened in that 2012 season. But yeah, anyway, not talking about my future podcast. It hasn't even been written yet.
Teaser.
Auburn practice notes, Harold Joyner is playing true running back.
Yeah, that's just where he's taking the snaps in these first couple practices. He was kind of all over the place.
I thought he was going to be a fullback, right?
Fullback or a slot receiver. I mean, I think his role is still
going to be. What did you call him earlier? Flankers?
He's going to be a
wing T split end.
That's Gus. That's a wing T.
But now we're going to get into the SEC schedule preview. And guys, we're going to go team by team. We are not going to go game by game. Or I will turn this microphone off. I've said it to Ryan already in the group text. If he wants to go.
I'm going to tell you what games you're going to lose for
everybody. Eventually, we're going to go game by game for Auburn. Right?
Sure.
For
one but we're not going game by game for Kentucky football. I'm not going to sit here and let this happen.
Here's the dirty little secret. I don't know enough about each team to be able to tell you like 5 minutes on each one of them. So I'm just going to tell you what their record is.
Well, that Missouri, Wyoming, you have to go all the way to Casper and play Wyoming. That's gonna
There was a time many years ago that I would have been into what every other team had on their plate.
You'd have been like, man, that October 12th.
There was a time when I was so excited about football season. Like
you'd watch October 12th Vandy UNLV?
Yeah. Yes.
Huh. I will watch that game.
If it's a weeknight, heck yeah.
Ryan, I was your age when this was the case. I would watch every football game I possibly could, and now I find it really hard to muster up excitement for football season. And it is odd, I tell you.
I'm excited about football season.
I like going to games. It's fun. I just, my enthusiasm is just not there anymore.
See, the thing for me is you don't have to be invested in the game you're watching.
That's fine.
I can put on Buffalo versus Akron.
I used to do that.
And cook dinner. And
even as late as 2013, I would still watch. I'd turn on, if there was football, I was like, oh, yes, it's Pack After Dark. And now I watch Auburn, and that's it.
That happened when I moved. But now that I'm back, I'm excited to watch games. I'm just not going to watch every game. And I really don't care who wins or loses in like 95% of these games. But we'll go.
You've got to root for dumb stuff. That's why college football's
fun. Right. Florida. Ryan, what do you think Florida's schedule makes them look like?
So they're going to open with the first game of the year, or the first SEC game of the year. They're playing Miami in week 0.
Okay. I'll allow that.
Yeah, it's an interesting matchup.
Yeah.
It's a good way to bring football back.
I love a good Miami Florida game.
And that's in
Orlando.
It's in Orlando.
Have we talked about how I'm a big Canes fan on this podcast?
No. That is a...
Like chicken or...
No.
Oh, okay.
Miami. Huge Miami Hurricanes fan.
Wow. Would not have seen that
coming. So, rooting against Florida in this one, sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
I think Florida's got this one.
You know, I root against the SEC. I root against for every team but Auburn to win. You realize that, right? Like, I don't... I want Florida to lose this game. Period. I don't know who they're playing against.
I don't care about any of it. No. I have zero SEC loyalty.
And that was 2010.
Well, no, I don't have any SEC loyalty, but
definitely
if it means that they can be a good enough team to upset Georgia, then sure. Because Georgia's bottom of the list.
Because I want them to lose, too. So here's what I want. I want every team to not have a single win on their schedule when Auburn plays them.
Yeah.
And be super easy and us win 70-0.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I care about.
That's
the dream.
James Jones approach where you just want to kill everybody.
I want every team to want to quit
playing football as a school. You don't want an entertaining game. You just want to kill everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish Florida would lose so bad in this game that they would drop the program. So we don't even have them on the schedule.
I'm with you.
By our time.
So... Florida will probably
Ryan's got his helmet schedule up over
here. I have this is the
too.
Easiest way to look at it.
I have it over here, too.
I've had this thing for like 10 years. You can look at it. It's the easiest way to organize it.
Just so we're keeping track here, these two are way more into this than me.
You know, look.
I don't. I do have a show notes, so.
Yeah, which are my predictions.
Yeah.
Florida's probably going to be undefeated by the time we play them. You say you care about Auburn, so let's start with Auburn.
No,
and
they
go to Florida.
I don't know, man. They got to go at... They gotta go at Kentucky. That Kentucky team's not gonna be up to that.
The Kentucky team's not gonna be that good. They lost like everybody that they had last year.
You picked them third? Oh,
no. No, that's just an alphabetical order.
How's UK?
He's got Arkansas finishing second in the West.
Because it's third on the helmet schedule right here. Okay. No, so Florida, I've got them being undefeated by the time we play them, and then they gotta play us and then go to LSU back to back. That's rough. So yeah. I got them dropping both of those games and then losing to Georgia. Beating everybody else.
I like the part where you say we're going to beat Florida.
Yeah.
They're going to beat Florida State by 100 points by the end of the year.
And it's important to know.
Oh,
they have them losing
State at the end of the year, too? Kudos to Florida for scheduling the other in-state team.
They do that every year.
They play Florida State every year. They don't play Miami.
Yeah, there's a lot.
No, that's right. They play Florida State every year.
Okay.
Yeah, but there have been years where they haven't played them.
But, there was a long time where they didn't play Miami, and they picked
right.
it back up.
What they don't do, though, and they still aren't doing in this
year, is leaving Florida.
They don't leave the state of Florida for away games.
Except for conference games where they're required to. They do not leave
the
state of Florida.
Oh, yeah, they don't leave the state of Florida even for the
they don't go to
part.
They don't go to, the cocktail party. They don't go to big neutral site games.
They leave.
They don't do it.
And this year, they leave the state of Florida.
Good for them.
They go at Kentucky, at LSU, and at South Carolina. And at Missouri, and those are their only four trips.
Missouri
out of
is
the
like
state.
A foreign land for them.
Missouri, yeah, those kids would be like, "What?
It's cold."
Deciduous trees.
Wait, well, what time of year is that?
Mid-November.
Yeah,
well, when did we play there? Late
we
October.
No, we played there like week five.
There's a decent chance that kids who went to Auburn have
hotter
seen
than Hades
there, trees right? that have lost their leaves.
Yeah.
Florida kids are like, "What? What happened to these poor trees?
Yeah.
The leaves
anyway,
are gone."
We have to get you guys at least on record. I've got Florida going to 9-3.
That sounds good to me. I think they go 10-2.
Sounds close enough. I
10-2.
Think it's a very dangerous game for us.
Fair. Yeah, I agree with that. All right, Georgia. Probably the favorite in the East. They also have nothing in the...
Let me back that up. Florida's going to win the East.
Ooh, all right.
See, I think that might be the case.
Georgia's going to go at Vandy, hosting Murray, hosting Arkansas
Don't
State.
You do
they
this,
go. I'm going to just read them off, Crow. Come on.
I learned
they're
right now,
those three.
In this moment, I learned that Murray State has a football program.
Yeah, John Morant's
just
not
right
playing
now.
Football for them.
Yeah,
right
they play in the Ohio Valley Conference.
Yeah. There you go.
I knew they did in basketball.
Well, it's because they play in the same conference as my beloved Jacksonville Gamecocks. Jacksonville Cops, if you will.
I didn't know they had anything but a basketball team.
Week four, actually, Georgia hosts Notre Dame. That's going to be a pretty big game.
It's a big game.
I mean,
Notre Dame, the most overrated program in the last 50 years.
Including Georgia?
Yeah.
It's the two most overrated programs.
Are they calling this the Smug Bowl? Because they really should. We're calling it, from right now, the Smug Bowl. You heard it here first, folks. The Smug Bowl. Notre Dame at Georgia is September 21st. There are going to be some guys in some leased outies at that game. Just really excited.
I've got Notre Dame winning that game. I hope they come down to Athens and ruin things. Anyways, they have an off week. They go to Tennessee, South Carolina. It's just the East slate. And then finishing up with going to Auburn, hosting A&M, and then at Georgia Tech.
They might finish this. Here's the thing. A&M is the most difficult to predict team in the conference to me because part of me thinks this could be the year Jimbo gets it together, and the other part of me thinks this could be the beginning of the wheels falling off of Jimbo like he did at Florida State.
Or it's just Texas A&M. They win at games every year.
Guys, my hot take on it is Jimbo is just a complete fraud.
But the cupboard is so bare at Florida State right now. They didn't have enough scholarship offensive linemen last year to have five. They couldn't go.
They couldn't run practice.
They couldn't run practice. They didn't have enough guys.
This guy is, he's a used car salesman.
He's good for one year.
He hit the jackpot because he recruited Jameis.
Yeah.
Jeremy Pruitt recruited Jameis.
Well, and the thing with that Florida State team is that was not, Jameis is the best player in the world. It was, they had five stars on it.
They had a good
team. And they all hit. They all hit.
Again.
Devonta Freeman.
He had Jeremy Pruitt, noted bagman.
Casually libelous.
In this
podcast. Four Pain Zone?
Sand Mountain Zone.
Oh, okay.
Look, here's what I'm saying, though. At some point, he might hit with a year at A&M. But I do think, like Chief, at some point, the wheels are going to rock off.
Who's this best bagman there? That's all it's going to depend on.
TexAgs.com. I don't know.
anyways. For some reason, I think the Aggies are real bad at bagmanning.
I don't know, man. They invented it in the old SWC. They've been bagmanning since Bagman been Bagman.
Georgia, though, also like Florida, I've got going 9-3. Losing Notre Dame, they're going to lose to Auburn.
See, I think Georgia going 9-3.
They're dropping the A&M game.
I got Florida going 10-2, and I got Georgia going 9-3.
I'm going to say
I think Florida. The thing is with Georgia is that third loss is out of conference. It's Notre Dame.
See, I think Georgia.
So whoever wins that cocktail party is what y'all have.
I think Florida smokes them.
I think Florida's going to beat them on a cocktail party.
See, I've got Georgia winning the cocktail party. But I've got somebody
else. Let's put this on. I left my insulin pump at home.
Yeah, and I've got to drive.
She's
going to
die. Kentucky.
No way Kentucky's falling apart. I'm just going to say that. What, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 losses? Yeah.
Man.
I've got them going 6-6.
Their non-conference schedule is so easy if they don't go 6-6.
This is the non-conference schedule that they're going to screw it up, though.
Take the over. Go set.
They're taking Toledo and Eastern Michigan in the first 2 weeks. Those are losable games for a young Kentucky team.
Toledo? They're good.
Toledo is always good. They're one of the favorites in the MAC every year.
In the MAC.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is Kentucky football.
MACtion.
Missouri. This is my
you have them winning.
Missouri. I don't actually.
Missouri.
I have them having a better record, but not winning the East.
Yeah, Ryan has Missouri with a better record and losing the East to Georgia.
Because they're both gonna go 6-2 in conference and Georgia's gonna beat Missouri. That's what I've got.
But what happens if they're 10-2 and Florida's 10-2?
Yeah. What if Chief and I are right?
Florida wins.
Yeah, well, it depends on who wins that game.
Yeah, I guess.
Right now, I can tell you right now, Van Allen Plexico can be really upset at Missouri for going at Wyoming. He'll be mad because SEC teams do not travel to non-Power 5 teams.
They're not a real SEC team, though.
They're not a real team. Missouri sucks.
Have you ever encountered their fans?
They have a bowl band. Can they even play in the SEC championship?
They cannot. That's the other.
They have a bowl band?
They can't win the East.
Yeah.
They're still got a bowl band from the old.
I don't remember
what like 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's not. It wasn't that big of a deal. And they
got Kelly Bryant at quarterback.
Yeah,
could make some noise.
They complied with the NCAA.
Yeah,
and the NCAA
told the NCAA that we had somebody not actually doing their classes.
Like NCAA is one of the more idiotic organizations.
Meanwhile, North Carolina, South Carolina's first opponent start of the season doesn't comply with NCAA.
Great transition. Let's take a break. Before we talk about how non-compliant they are.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy Priceline.
And we're back.
North Carolina doesn't comply.
No,
Assembly does nothing to them.
Oh, they don't care.
South Carolina's going to beat them, though. beat the snot out of them, I think, because North Carolina is terrible.
Not terrible. But really? They got your boy Mac Brown back in charge.
You watch. He will lose his Texas accent immediately.
Got that Tobacco Road accent now.
That's what he does.
Yeah. Really?
His accent was more and more Texan every year he was in Austin, and then he goes to ESPN and it's gone. Like, immediately gone.
Well, when you're around people. Earlier.
He's not from Texas.
He's from the South.
He's from North Carolina or something.
Well, I told you guys earlier about watching this thing on the Snap episode, and just by virtue of seeing people from my hometown of Fort Payne, Alabama, talking on a screen, I went into this weird Fort Payne draw.
It's a sleeper agent.
Just boom houring.
I was.
So I've got the wheels falling off for South Carolina this year. Muschamp might not survive this one. This is a tough schedule. They have the hardest schedule.
They have the hardest schedule in America.
South Carolina does?
South Carolina. So they go
sweet Lord.
4-8.
4-8.
Bro, they could go if they go 5-7, that's a successful year.
They draw Alabama and A&M out of the West.
Yeah.
They're gonna lose to Clemson.
They could beat A&M.
They could, but probably not.
They're at A&M. Mm.
Yeah. And then they play Clemson out of conference. So those are all losses, right? Georgia and Florida,
they get Clemson at home?
Doesn't matter.
Who cares? Clemson's only game on their schedule.
They can play Clemson's
right
freshman team in
probably. You should look at Clemson's schedule. It is a joke. They have the easiest schedule in America.
Well, yeah, but that's why Dabo will never leave Clemson unless they scheduled run out of town.
They scheduled nobody in non-conference this year. Especially last year, they at least had A&M non-conference. This year, they've got
still have A&M.
Nobody. Let's love A&M.
Yeah, it's a home and home.
Man. They're going to smoke A&M.
A&M does have a tough schedule.
A&M does have a tough schedule.
Yeah, A&M. We'll A&M, us, South Carolina.
We'll get there.
All right, Tennessee.
Hang on. South Carolina falling apart? Yes, no? I think Muschamp's getting fired this year.
I will not watch 1 minute of South Carolina football this year. That's my prediction.
I think they win 6 games somehow.
Enough to keep them around. Yeah. All right.
Tennessee plays Georgia State, BYU, the Chattanooga Mocs. They go to Florida. Georgia, Mississippi State, they go to Alabama.
Tennessee's not going to win a game.
South Carolina, UAB, they go to Kentucky, to Missouri, and finish up with
the Bulldogs. I wish we played Tennessee this year. I really do.
I don't think Tennessee... I think there is a really good chance that Tennessee rolls up into that at Alabama game with 2 wins.
They're going to beat Chattanooga.
And they're going to beat Georgia State.
Georgia State. Yeah, BYU's not a gimme.
BYU, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi State. They might lose all of those games.
Yeah.
And then they literally are
back into the schedule is pretty easy. But
1-5 going into Alabama? They're going to lose that game? That's 1-6?
Couldn't happen to a nicer person.
Guys, you heard it first. If Tennessee is 1-6 going against South Carolina, that is the coach's losing his job bowl.
I don't think Jeremy Pruitt's getting fired.
No, he is.
If he's 1-7,
he gets another year.
No, what happens is he just like merges into Phil Fulmer. They become one.
Yeah,
bro. If he loses to BYU in week 2, that's gonna be tough.
Bunch of Mormons coming into Knoxville.
Yeah, somehow we can't beat that MF anyway.
Vanderbilt. We took it out on him in basketball.
Now Vanderbilt, who have a better record this year, Chief Vanderbilt or Tennessee?
He was there when we beat him. Pretty badly a few years ago. Jordan. What?
Tennessee or Vandy? Who's going to have a better record this year?
Tennessee.
Vandy is a... This is time for one of those 3-9 Vandy years.
Georgia, Purdue. Georgia at Purdue.
Let me ask a question. Do we play Vandy this year?
We don't.
No, it'll be terrible.
Yeah.
It'll be awful.
Listen to this beginning of the schedule for Vandy, though. Georgia.
Loss.
At Purdue.
Loss.
LSU.
Loss.
Northern Illinois.
Not a gimme.
At Ole Miss. Okay, it gets easier in the middle of the schedule. Those first 3 games are like beatdown losses.
They might
be beatdown loss. Purdue sucked.
Purdue
against
Ohio State.
Yeah.
So
and they're playing at Purdue.
Yeah, they'll lose. They'll lose the big way.
And we're all talking about Vanderbilt football.
Yeah. Vandy stinks.
I've got Vandy like not.
Is Derek Mason losing his job?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. He's out?
I think so.
If he loses to UNLV, he's out. Because that... cannot happen.
Not basketball, so.
In ETSU? Mm. All right, Alabama.
East Texas State University?
Tennessee.
East Tennessee State University?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Alabama, Crimson Tide. starts the season with a powerhouse Duke Blue Devils.
Oh, man.
And then the New Mexico State Aggies. They play probably two of the worst teams in America. At South Carolina, Southern Miss Golden Eagles, Ole Miss, at A&M, Tennessee, Arkansas.
Man, what a powerhouse team playing this tough schedule.
LSU, tell you what they do, though. To their credit, they know that all they have to do is win the SEC games and they'll go to the playoff. What benefit?
They can lose one of them.
What benefit is there to scheduling a hard schedule? There is no benefit to do that in this point.
It's true.
Because it's not like they're going to – they could schedule three FCS teams. If they go undefeated in the SEC, they're going to the playoff.
Which is true for any team. Let me just put that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why schedule? Like Auburn scheduling Oregon, I kind of hate it. So I'm like, we should have just scheduled Samford. Like, we really shouldn't schedule.
We did schedule Samford.
That's right. We should have scheduled. No, we should have scheduled Alabama State.
Well, I just think we need to go to one more conference game. And,
yeah. But until they do, and like Saban wants us to, Gus wants us to, but they both said
so,
there's no reason to schedule hard games.
We should go to one more conference game, knock off a game off the schedule, expand the playoff.
Well, you know my ideas. Conference games.
Move the FCS game to spring.
There's no non-conference games is my take. Everyone plays 12 games.
I don't know about
all conference games, and then you have a table. Boom. There's 12 teams in your conference only. You have two guys out of our conference. 12 teams in your conference. Everybody plays everybody else. And then you have, hey, a real champion. Hey, you won. We all play the same games. You won the most. You're the SEC champion.
Okay, Alabama's running the table until the Iron Bowl. Are they winning the Iron Bowl?
No, Auburn's winning the Iron Bowl because it's at Auburn.
Chief?
Hell no, they're not winning the Iron Bowl.
Alabama's going 11-1 this year.
What, I look like a Bam to you?
Golly.
Okay, 11-1 for Bama. Arkansas.
Jack got to put the explicit tag on this podcast for that.
For hell no. Arkansas, Portland State at Ole Miss. Mighty Colorado State. San Jose.
Beat them last year.
A lot of states in the Arkansas schedule. San Jose State. Texas A&M.
It's the old Southwest Conference member too, right here. Right?
What is that?
Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. At Kentucky, Auburn, at Alabama, Mississippi State.
Rough October.
Western Kentucky, LSU, at LSU.
You're not giving Chad Morris much of a chance here, are you? Right?
I'm giving him 5-7. It's an improvement.
1-7 in conference, though.
That roster is
going to be
horrible.
I'm giving them the Ole Miss game.
I'm sure.
They don't have an offensive lineman that can run his offense. They got a bunch of offensive linemen that are like 9,000 pounds that are made to run Brett Bielema's offense from the 1970s.
High school offense. I'm of the opinion that anybody can run the offense he runs because Gus Malzahn did pretty good with dudes that weren't recruited.
That's pretty true.
That's, what are we talking about, 2009 or 2013?
9 and 10.
Okay, I was about to say, because 2013, he did recruit him.
Right.
But 9, those dudes were recruited to run a completely different
game. Way different. People were like, well, they brought in for Tony. No, Lee Zimba and Ryan Pugh were not
for the Tony Franklin spread.
Tony Franklin spread.
All right, now we're going to don't stop me now, because I'm going to pump some sunshine.
12-0, man. It's the Auburn Tigers.
Hang on.
Dadgummit, Ryan. I don't talk about Arkansas football anymore.
I'm talking about Auburn.
Okay.
I think I got to say 4-8 for Arkansas. Anyways, Auburn, we're playing at LSU. That's a loss, and that's good, so we can continue to win in the postseason.
We haven't gotten to LSU yet. We're going game by game for the Auburn Tigers.
11-1 for Auburn, losing to LSU.
Oregon.
We're going to beat LSU this year. This is the year.
No, see, it's fun. It's going to be fun if we lose to LSU. Trust me.
I'm telling you right now, we're going to beat LSU.
Guys, if we beat LSU and Gus lights a cigar, we should give him a 5-year extension.
That's what I think. He should run for Senate if he does
that. If we beat LSU and Gus pulls out a stogie out of his pocket and lights that son of a
gun. That would be the loosest. That's when you know you've got wild Gus.
If we beat LSU and he does that, it's because we are 7-0.
Yeah.
I'm safe.
I got a feeling that this is the year we're gonna do it. We're gonna finally do it.
I'm
not scared of this LSU team in any way. So
are you scared of Oregon?
We're gonna talk more about schedule next week. Next week is the only schedule preview. Yes.
Yeah. This is just a cursory.
Man,
we're just skipping over.
How much talking about games that aren't gonna happen?
I'm actually kind of mad we talked about that other team. But anyway,
They're in the conference. All right, LSU. Mississippi State. LSU. No, sorry, LSU. Georgia Southern.
They had an interesting little September to go.
Man, I was all excited about talking about Auburn. I don't care about other stupid teams.
Oh, and they go to Texas.
To Texas is a big one. They could lose that one.
I have them losing that game.
They could totally lose that game at the 40 acres.
The week after playing Georgia Southern. Probably not the best scheduling idea.
Yeah.
That Sam Ellinger kid beat the tar out of Georgia last year.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Northwestern State is terrible. So they'll beat them by 1,000. Vanderbilt, Utah State. Now, hey, wait a minute. They can be pretty pesky, if I remember correctly.
They can.
If my Auburn
if
history.
If your team's not as, you know, loses their entire offensive line and doesn't have
they
a.
Cannot defend that
generational
quarterback. Anyway. Utah State's quarterback,
Chucky Lozano? No, that's
Chucky Keaton.
That's the guy that plays for PS4.
Also, really bad at onside kicks.
Florida, Mississippi State, Auburn at Alabama at Ole Miss, Arkansas and Texas A&M. That LSU Texas A&M game has turned into a really fun game. It's a manufactured rivalry.
Except for it's not.
And all
it
of
actually
sudden,
it used to be a rivalry.
Well, yeah, a thousand years ago.
Back in the 70s, this was not a rivalry.
So LSU is not really a traditional.
They don't have rivals, they say. LSU,
they hate everybody the same.
LSU will tell you they don't have a rival.
Well, we
they have a trophy with Arkansas.
Of all the SEC teams that are our rivals, LSU, until really the 80s maybe? Late 80s was not
a rival. We already ever played them.
We were part of
the SEC that we didn't play.
Yeah.
Yeah, our rivals were Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, Georgia.
Yeah.
And that was it. But
anyway. Now we play them every year, and sure, but
they just have crazy games, Auburn.
Yeah, and A&M and them had that wild game last year that Tammy and Greg punched somebody, and now LSU and A&M are legitimate rivals, even though LSU's the number rivals.
So here's the crux of what I was saying earlier. LSU is going to lose one conference game, that's to Alabama.
And Auburn.
No, they're going to beat Auburn. So here's the fun part.
We're going to win in Baton Rouge.
But what's
going
to happen?
I know what you're going for.
There's going to be a three-way tie in the SEC West.
I know. You really want this Texas Tech scenario.
It's going to be because Auburn wins this one.
I know. You think that's the case.
Yeah, you think that.
If Georgia or Florida wins the East, Auburn wins that situation.
Ryan,
you know how awful it will be for Auburn fans if this is the case, though? It's just
Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Oklahoma,
there's no BCS that requires
Texas. Which one of those is the Auburn in this scenario? It's not Texas.
The one that's
it's not Oklahoma. It's Texas Tech. We end up getting screwed, Texas Tech did.
There's no BCS in this tiebreak anymore.
I understand what you're trying to say.
It's not about rankings. It's about who you played in the East, and Auburn plays Georgia and Florida. Auburn's got it in the bag if it comes down to that
tiebreak.
What
if Florida tanks, though?
We still play Georgia. If Florida tanks, then Georgia won the East.
What if Georgia tanks?
If both of them tank.
What if Missouri wins the East? Which is
more
power
to
happen. They can't go to the East Championship.
Nobody
can win the East.
Nobody.
Yeah, what happens there? What happens if
the second place team
Mizzou,
goes, I think.
But no. What happens if Mizzou has the best?
The tiebreak that ends up happening is that who played the best against the best teams in the East?
Sure.
But nobody plays Missouri, so they're off the table.
All right.
Yeah.
My
so unless Georgia and Florida are like fifth and sixth in the East, which, that'll be a fun season.
Go Doors. Ain't you down?
Yeah. Well, we don't play them, so there's no way they're going to be.
Right.
I really hope that Georgia just isn't good. But I know that they're going to be great because they have a really good team.
Well, they
have too many good players to not
they're
going to
be good enough not to win a national title.
Right.
Oh,
that's
what else doesn't happen?
Yeah.
Mississippi State, they play Louisiana.
SoCal
Lafayette.
Ryan Sterrett's Bulldogs?
Cal State?
Yeah, sorry. Mississippi State, Ryan Sterrett's Bulldogs. Southern Miss, Golden Eagles, Kansas State. Southern Miss has a chance. How many SEC games they play? Maybe just two. Let's say they have a chance to win the SEC.
Well, hang on, we're burying the lead here. They play, quote unquote, at Louisiana this year. Mississippi State does.
No, it doesn't say that.
Right, they're playing in New Orleans.
Just
but this is a de facto home game for Louisiana Lafayette.
I'll take that bet and tell you a little bit more about Mississippi State fans.
Just the team that's just trying to go by the name Louisiana, right? The dumbest.
Don't call them Lafayette.
Kansas State, Kentucky, at Auburn, at Tennessee, LSU, at Texas A&M, at Arkansas, Alabama. And then Abilene Christian, Mississippi State.
Man.
Going Church of Christ.
Going there?
And then Ole Miss.
No.
Lord, no.
That's their SoCon Challenge game.
They're going to play in a high school stadium out in Abilene. Let me tell you, you don't want to go to
Abilene.
Abilene is terrible. That's a city. Terrible. Okay. Yeah, imagine if, the RV lot on campus?
Yeah.
What if you made a whole city out of the RV lot?
So it's Tampa Bay with no water?
Just flat. Just flat it's and flat. Grass.
That's how I imagine all Texas is just flat.
Abilene is just flat and grass and prairie dogs and terrible. Wow, and wind. And just wind everywhere.
Oh, is this West Texas?
This is North Panhandle-ish.
No.
This is out near Lubbock?
Yeah. No, not quite to Lubbock.
Not quite on the moon?
No, not quite to the moon. Not quite
how does
to the
compare
moon.
To Silsby, Texas?
No, Silsby's more east.
Silsby's almost Louisiana.
Yeah, Mississippi State's going 8-4. They're basically losing all the big games and winning all the easy games.
Shout out to Abilene, though. You really
James Jones is going to be upset that his boy doesn't win more games than this.
Joe Moorhead?
Yeah.
Why does he like Joe Moorhead so much?
Well, just a big dude fan, I guess. Likes big dudes.
Okay.
Dudes being guys? Guys being dudes?
Dudes being guys.
Mississippi State, they'll be Mississippi State.
Abilene. Abilene's more west than I thought, actually. But it's on. It's
are we
on
getting to Ole Miss yet?
Ole Miss
down 3-9, Ryan Sterrett.
At Memphis.
They are going to get destroyed by Memphis. I don't care if they're the better projected team. Memphis.
I thought people were kind of up on
Memphis or Ole Miss?
David Duke or whatever.
Matt Duke is a member of the Klan.
It's Topher Grace, right?
I mean,
big
Clinton.
Big
Clinton.
Big
Clinton,
too, apparently.
Yeah. Both candidates. They do both ways.
Probably.
At Memphis, Arkansas. Southeast Louisiana. California. Man, what a culture shock. Berkeley is coming to Oxford.
No. A couple football players are. Nobody from Berkeley is coming to Oxford. How do you even get to Oxford?
We got to pitch this TV show.
What?
We got to pitch this.
Berkeley comes to
yes,
Oxford.
Berkeley. Like, bring a group of students from Berkeley.
Fly into Memphis? How do you actually get to Oxford from
you
got to
fly into Memphis.
I can't. I can be honest. I can't believe some of their students aren't, like, protesting.
They probably are, man. And they should. The team is called the Rebels still.
Well, they're the Rebels.
Shark Bears.
At Alabama, Vandy. At a sneaky Vandy, we've decided.
At Mizzou. I thought that they were going to lose through nine games.
I think somebody called him an East contender. So.
At Mizzou, Texas A&M, at Auburn, New Mexico State. Also, New Mexico State playing double duty. Two SEC games this year.
So is the man
LSU and at State.
Two first names going to lose his job after this?
Matt Luke.
Are they still riding out the probation and then they're going to fire
him? I think this is the year they say, okay, yeah, probation's over. We can actually hire somebody now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hugh, you know what? Come on back, Hugh Freeze.
Yeah, after a great year at Liberty, Hugh Freeze might be back in the market.
Malik Willis with the Heisman campaign, Liberty, you know it's going to happen.
Well, no, okay, let's be honest. Kendall Briles could be on the market.
Legitimately, Kendall Briles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Art Briles almost didn't care.
You think Art would be his, like, on his staff?
Art, maybe. He's coaching high school right now.
Surely not.
Not in East Texas.
Yeah.
Texas A&M, speaking of Texas.
TAMU, the weirdos, as I call them.
They got Texas State. Man, San Marcos
on a Thursday
at Clemson, Lamar, another Texas team, Auburn, Arkansas, Alabama, at Ole Miss, Mississippi State, UTSA. Man, taking a page out of Florida's handbook, South Carolina at Georgia and at LSU. Besides Clemson, Texas A&M has decided we're only playing Texas teams. We're staying home to do it.
That's what Auburn should do. That's what I say.
We should play UAB, South Alabama.
Yeah.
Give me that North Alabama game.
Terry's no longer there.
You know that forever.
Yeah, they're FCS now.
Forever. And then probably still. There are bumper stickers in Arkansas you can buy. Back then they were the Indians. Now they're the Red Wolves that were Arkansas State centric. Mm-hmm. And they had an Indian on them. And it would say, like, how long will the Hogs run? Basically saying, because, like, you guys won't schedule us.
Yeah.
They want Arkansas to schedule them so bad. And Arkansas pretends they don't exist.
Yeah.
At least Auburn will schedule UAB in basketball. I don't think Arkansas plays State in anything.
That's weird. Well, they're afraid. Like, Alabama won't schedule anybody from in
specifically
state.
UAB. They will not play UAB.
But they won't play anybody in state.
Well, they play. Don't they play Alabama State or some nonsense?
Do they this year?
I think they might play some of the FCS teams, but they will not play.
They have not up in before now. They just won't do it.
Yeah.
We keep the money in state. That's all it's about, is playing those teams, keeping the money in the state system.
I think A&M's losing four games.
I think that's fair. They might lose more. I'm not.
They could lose two. They could lose six. Could That's be. What I predict.
So if they lose six, do they fire Jimbo? Are they just
they can't. They That's can't. Like, they got to pay him either way, man.
Yeah. Oh,
that's like right. a $50 million buyout.
Does he have? Does he have a buyout?
No, they just. It's a guaranteed contract. Yeah. His contract is.
That's what I'm saying. It's yeah. right. It's guaranteed, so it's effectively
yeah.
a buyout.
Yeah.
Man. Oh boy.
What a bunch of idiots.
Couldn't happen to a better group of people, too, if you ask me. This is A&M's become a de facto rivalry for me because I grew up just hating them. And not like my dad used to say.
As a Baylor fan.
Yeah, my dad used to say you can go anywhere you want, I'll pay for it. Except for A&M, you gotta pay your own way.
Well, you could have been one of their fake military dudes, got a scholarship.
Yeah. Well, you don't get a scholarship unless you go real military or something like that.
Unless the dog gives you one, right?
Yeah, the dog barks in glass and the glass is canceled because 9,000 years ago we did this and we won a game against Tulane, and so it's their traditions are like, hey, this one time in October of 1939 we beat Rice. And this guy kissed a girl, so now everyone has to kiss a girl. Like,
so anytime,
there's not that many girls at Texas A&M.
So, it is the most bizarre. None of them are like championship centric. It's like we won this one game that made no sense earlier.
Choreographed like hand signal, like
whatever school in Texas has a hand sign. That's one thing about the state. Everybody has a hand sign. Auburn does not have a hand sign.
No,
they tried for like a year.
I know that K-State had this weird. Thing that they did with their hands mm-hmm. supposed to be like a wild
like A&M has a hand sign, Texas has a hand sign, Baylor has
Texas
a hand sign.
Texas makes sense. It's
Houston torn. Has a hand sign.
The torn shocker down, yeah. right?
Houston's hand sign is this.
The shocker.
TCU has a hand sign.
Giggum, right?
Giggum what A&M says.
Right.
Because,
about TCU.
Because 9 million years ago they beat TCU in this one game and their cheerleader said yellow leader, sorry, said Giggum, and that's why we say Giggum. It's like literally and all the traditions come down to one game. None of them won them a trophy ever, 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 or beat a big rival. It's just they won this one game that one time.
They won a national championship.
They have. It's been a long, long time.
Well,
in the words of Timberland, it's been a long time.
Is Texas A&M the Georgia of Texas?
Sure.
No.
Except Georgia
not
has won.
Successful.
Georgia has won more national championships way more recently.
And more so SEC championships.
One 40 years ago.
More I mean, A&M had won the conference in a long time.
Yeah.
No matter what conference they're in.
Missouri is a more successful team than Texas A&M?
Yes.
In the SEC?
Yeah.
Well, overall, they've been more successful over the last 20 years. I mean, what's Texas A&M done?
Texas A&M football has won a national championship in 1919.
So
1927 and 1939.
Not, so they were not awarded any of these national championships.
Since
pre-AP.
Since yeah. the Second World War, they have not won a national championship.
Yeah, so they haven't won anything. They're a bunch of weirdos.
Bunch of weirdos.
Nice, you know, nice to a point, but weird.
They probably had a lot of military guys. Kind of, I mean, back in the day, the military academies won all the national championships because that's where people went to go to war. And so, 1919, 1939, you can maybe see why
you know,
they
Auburn,
have some good
Auburn
teams.
Auburn was a big military school for a long time, right?
Yeah.
But we don't have this, like, fake military.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. A bunch of weirdos.
Dude, it's,
tell us how you feel, Chief.
They make me angry, dude.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to anybody outside of them. And they will say, like, to those on the inside, you love it. To those on the outside, you'll never understand it. And you're like, yeah,
people
make it freaking
Auburn
bizarre.
Being a family.
Being a cult. But they are a cult, man.
Dude, you're telling me I grew up with these people.
Well, I had a family of them. I've told you about this.
Yeah.
Where one of them went off to school and then came back on a Wednesday night. Church was wearing his like fake military uniform. Duke was never in the military. He's wearing his fake...
He was in the Corps.
Yeah, I've got him way better. I've just got a bunch of LSU cousins.
Well,
they can drink
fun.
And cuss and make some good food.
That sounds fun.
No joke. That sounds like a good time.
No, all my
and talk a lot of shit though.
All my family are Alabama fans, so that's fun. Real fun.
Well, guys, you heard it here first. Auburn's going to win the national championship next year.
Yep.
And this
three-way tiebreaker.
Three-way tiebreaker that Ryan has concocted that somehow Alabama gets screwed on.
We're going to beat LSU.
No. This still puts Alabama in the playoff. Don't worry.
Oh,
11-1 doesn't play for the SEC title.
The last thing I want is to beat them in the regular season and lose in the playoff.
No, Clemson will play them in the first round. Don't worry.
Think about that scenario, Chief. I would rather just lose to them by 50 and live
at Jesus. Yeah, I don't want to play them. It was bad enough playing Georgia in the SEC championship.
Well, we played them twice in this scenario, too.
Oh, Ryan, this is the stupidest scenario I've ever heard.
I hate your scenario. I refuse. Well, hey, you know what? Your reality.
Yeah.
You going for the Mythbusters quote there?
Yeah.
May it not be so. I would rather go 6-6 than have to do that nonsense again.
I'll quote you on that.
I would rather go 6-6 than have to play Alabama twice in a year. Look, I would rather us quit playing
Alabama. Make sure you get this.
I would rather us quit playing Alabama altogether.
Hey, let's take another break before we quit. Hey, we're back.
My hottest take is that I would much rather just never play them again in Auburn joining the ACC.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I hate Alabama.
I don't like playing them. I don't feel good during that season, that game.
I did. For a long time, I felt great.
It's not fun. It wasn't fun when I was in college when we beat them every year.
I love it. That was the most fun I've ever had.
I like when we win, but the whole to the game, I'm more nervous we're going to lose than I am excited we're going to win.
Yeah.
And that's a stupid way to feel.
Yeah, well, next week we're going to give our full
Auburn schedule preview. And then, hey, here's the thing, guys.
Go back game by game. Crow loves to do it.
We got Auburn preview next week. We got the depth chart the week after that. And then it's game week.
Oh,
that's it. That's all we got left.
You know what? Next week, I'll be able to review Everton's first match against Crystal Palace.
That's right. Soccer got in.
Premier League.
We talked cycling and soccer this episode.
I think I'm going home, guys.
And that's it.
I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Adios.